This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has spoken with Ukraine President Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the weekend's events in Russia. The White House said the leaders affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This comes after a short-lived rebellion by the Wagner Group, a private Russian military organization led by Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with Wagner to drop the charges against Prigozhin in exchange for the group ending its insurrection. The penalty phase in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter trial is set to begin today. Earlier this month, a jury found Robert Bowers guilty on all counts in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue that killed 11 people. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Legal experts say it's a near certainty the jury will find the defendant to be eligible, after which the jury will decide whether the defendant should be sentenced to death. Sarah Ferguson has been diagnosed with an early form of breast cancer. A spokesman for the Duchess of York said she's been undergoing treatment and was diagnosed after a routine mammogram. Ferguson's doctors have told her that the prognosis is good and she's now recuperating with her family after a recent surgery to treat the cancer. A Bible signed by the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, is up for auction.
You saw me crying in the chapel.
The Moments in Time Memorabilia Company is hosting the auction, putting the good book up for bid at $95,000. The Bible was originally given to Presley as a gift from a fan. He threw his signature on the cover and even had a photo of himself and his mother on the inside. It was handed around to several relatives before it was handed over for auction. I'm Mark Nayfield.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is talking tough at President Biden and the electric vehicle industry. During a speech to Republican supporters in Michigan yesterday, Trump warned that the state's auto industry is at risk under Biden, saying his environmental extremism is heartless and disloyal and horrible for the American worker. The former president claimed that transitioning to electric cars would decimate Michigan, adding that Biden will kill more than half of the U.S. auto jobs. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible near the Titanic wreckage that killed all five on board.
The MBI investigation is the highest level conducted by the Coast Guard, Captain Jason Neubauer said on Sunday.
It enables the U.S. to fully leverage investigative resources Coast Guard-wide and capitalize on an extensive network of cooperative relationships.
The probe is currently in the evidence collection phase. Neubauer says that could involve any of the victims.
We are communicating with family members, and I'm not getting the details of the recovery operations, but we are taking all precautions on site if we are to encounter any human remains.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Brittany Griner has been named a starter for the WNBA's upcoming All-Star Game. Greiner missed all of the 2022 season as she spent nearly 300 days in Russian custody for trying to enter the country with drugs. The WNBA All-Star Game is set for July 15th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew before we started it wasn't going to be easy, right? Well, the battle continues, and I thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem, of course. Phil Hodgson-Piller, he's got answers for us, too, and some hope, because that's his heart. He's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing wonderful, and just a happy Monday to you and to everybody listening.
Well, it is, and if I can for just a minute, just take a little bit away from what you shared yesterday about the generational blessing. I just so appreciate that, and I believe that we need to be prepared to receive this generational blessing that is coming forth. You know, we're taught in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's time and seasons. And I believe that we're entering into that time and season of this blessing. And people need to understand why some people are going to receive the blessing and why some are not going to. Can you help them understand, help us understand this so that with this blessing coming, what do we need to do in order to be in alignment to receive this generational blessing?
Well, yeah, thank you, Bill. I think, first of all, maybe foundational piece is, you know, what does that mean? A lot of people hear that and they say, what does that mean? Is that something in the natural or in the supernatural realm? And I would say it's actually both, but primarily what I want to talk about is in that supernatural, spiritual, that God has really set up his kingdom in such a way that things that we do in honoring him can manifest themselves in future generations, and everything from material prosperity to favor, success, and even a godly heritage can build that into the future. So when we pray, that's one way, that's an avenue that God uses. The second one would be impartation. That is where we literally, physically lay hands on our children. And we say, you know, I want to bless you in this way. And we see precedent of that throughout Scripture, especially in the life of Jacob. And I think it's something we've neglected, Bill, in doing.
Right.
And we just kind of leave everything to your education, your chance, your opportunity.
Right. And the thing is, you know, it's really critical for people to understand here, Phil, that God has fixed this into the design. It is like, you know, why do birds automatically, and I observed this, you know, a number of years ago, and I go, it's interesting that birds, when they land on a wire, they automatically clench their grip upon the wire. It's not like anything needs to happen. It's just an instinctive thing. It is, they're wired into the makeup of what birds do, right? And so, everything about God's creation, the infrastructure, has been well established to produce a specific outcome, a godly outcome. God himself, I mean, we're not talking some theoretical idea of some godlike character. We're talking the one who instituted it all, that when you look out and you got the sun shining in the morning, you got the moon at night, I mean, seasons, everything. Science, it amazes me even to this day how science, they discover what God has already created, and they have this, you know, this light bulb moment, and they think it's so magnificent. But those of us of faith, you know, we realize that, yes, this is the natural, these are the natural institutions and construct of Almighty God himself.
Amen. And you know, there are laws that govern the physical world. We know those. But there's also laws that govern the spiritual world. When mm-hmm. we cooperate with God, we see the benefit of that. For example, let me give you Jeremiah 29:11.
I love this.
What I have planned for you, says the Lord, I have planned to prosper you, not to harm you. I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. Well, that's a pretty good word, and that's what I like to say is God makes covenant with man. God keeps his end of the deal. So when God says, this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to operate, he does exactly that. That doesn't mean your life is without challenges. In fact, I made this statement, we have to learn how to do hard better.
Yes.
Because some of us live in the hope, and I mean, I have, I've been guilty of it. Like, if I can just get through this week, everything's going to be fine. I get through that week, I find another week just like the last week, and I'm going like, I just learn how to do hard better.
Right. Right.
And if I live in this illusion that everything is going to get easy in my life from this point on, then I'm going to be disappointed down the road, and I'm not going to grow.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Jesus said quite clearly that, you know, we have to stay connected to the vine, right? So if you're not, and you have to really, I mean, when you read that in the Bible, oh, I got to stay connected to the vine. But no, you've got to really study and understand what that means and what Jesus was saying when he talked about connectivity. You have got to remain connected. And even in those times when it's fretful, when you think, okay, I'm out of gas, God. I've done all I can do. I've gone from one week to the next week, and I'm here. And as you say, you know, we have to learn to do things harder. And yes, I think in some regards, the American culture is, you know, we're very spoiled in many ways, you know, because you think about what we go through basis, you know, compared to some small village in Africa, right? And then sometimes, you know, and you read about these small African village and you go, wow, they're happier than I am, you know, with all that I got. What's wrong with this picture, right?
Well, a pretty interesting a fireside chat by Dennis Prager last week caught my attention and hasn't left me. He said, normally when I travel, he said, I just got back from 2 weeks in Eastern Europe. Normally when I come back, the first thing I do is I, you know, symbolically want to kiss, you know, the ground. But I flew into, you know, all kinds of complexity, Pride Month and everything else. And he said, this first time I did not want to kiss the ground that I flew back into. And I saw a different people than America, not entitled people. I saw innocence in the life of children. I saw things that made me reminiscent of America in years past. And I think that's the one thing we have to realize is a lot of our, you know, our idioms and our slogans that we've used about America are becoming not as valuable or not as true as they were, let's say, even, you know, 5 years ago.
But why?
Well, it's bad leadership. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, leadership is everything. We elected a new mayor here in Anaheim, and extreme liberal, and already the first act she did was invite the Sisters of Indulgence to the Anaheim baseball game, which was really not her. Was abuse of executive power. Now she's trying to $25 an hour minimum wage in Anaheim, which, you know what that'll do to small business. I calculated up, that's 10 employees I have that don't meet that in my on our staff. And it's about 360 hours a week. So I have to take that difference and try to say, how do I make that work, if that passes, by the way.
So she didn't realize how dire it was in terms of the results for the L.A. Dodgers with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And she just thought, well, you know, I'm just going to follow stupid. And I got to imagine that the angels, you know, they probably don't want the Sisters of Indulgence come around because they're kind of bad luck. I mean, when I checked this, the box scores there, the Dodgers got swept by their arch nemesis, the San Francisco Giants. The first game, they absolutely got their butts destroyed, 15-0. Oh, let's do more of that, huh? We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
Always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6 prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And, as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller. He is the president and founder of American Faith. We're just saying, off air that, as Phil pointed out, there's a problem with leadership. Well, I think that, I think in part that's right, but because I think that we're looking to the wrong leaders. And, you know, if the leaders are not doing what they're supposed to do, Phil, even, you know, our revolutionary founding fathers enunciated that issue with the Declaration of Independence, which, well, by the way, we're just, you know, we're days away from celebrating the 247th birthday of this great country of ours. And we need to reclaim those founding principles. And where it begins with self-responsibility and self-rule and understanding, you know, who is the leader of me and my family? Who is the leader of our country? Because leadership in our country clearly has failed us. You know, the rank corruption that is taking place. I mean, it is so obvious. I don't know. You know, and I'm not saying, oh, it's the Democrats. No, this is humanoids out of control, without accountability, that have taken over the government of the United States, and they are participating and up to their earlobes in rank corruption. And this is intolerable. And so we, the people, need to come together in such a way that says, look, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. And it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of force this government wants to use on us, what they've already chosen to do with the, you know, January 6th protesters and other people that they say, okay, well, you're not on our team, so we're going to make absolute hell for you. But I am standing on the Word of God as part of our heritage that says that He will contend with those that contend with us. You know, righteousness is not reigning in the streets, and people are groaning right now. And the groans are getting louder and louder. And we know what happens, you know, what comes next. And that is that judgment needs to occur, and there needs to be a major, sincere cleanup in every institution of our government. That's how bad it is, without exception.
Well, and here's the problem. People are kind of hoping and waiting for some Republican hero to come, and it looks like they're not coming. I don't know if you saw the whole James O'Keefe and BlackRock, and he talked about how, yes, senators are cheap. You can buy a senator for $10,000. And it was such an expose that the guy went back on, tried to cover his tracks. It looked like he was being held hostage by ISIS. I don't know if you saw it. It's unbelievable. I mean, the guy is like, please take this down. Well, the guy literally looks like somebody's holding a weapon to this guy's back. This is kind of the world we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I mean, sadly, and clearly that's it. I mean, we've been saying for how many years? Follow the money. Whether we're talking COVID, just go on down the line. Follow the money. And meanwhile, you have these existential threats like the World Health Organization. We've got the United Nations, which, you know, really, its original intention, you know, when Eleanor Roosevelt was promoting the United Nations, was not anything like it is today. It has been politicized and associated with the communists and the CCP and the World Health Organization. And here we are. We give them space. We give them, you know, free rent there in New York, and we accommodate all the other crud that goes along with it. And they are doing everything they can to undermine we the people and our American idea, Phil. I mean, this is absurd. You know, evil cannot, you know, and God pointed this out to me, you know, years ago, when I asked God about this. He says, evil cannot exist with righteousness. It just cannot. And we've got to see it black and white, don't we? I mean, we have entered into the gray area, and we've accommodated all this stuff. And look, it's not for me to change the hearts of men. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus Christ. It's what God has done. I play a role, but I'm not, you know, it's not me. I'm not going to... That's beyond my pay grade, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I think, here's the interesting thing. Sometimes we flip everything so much to God that we do nothing. And then another time, we leave God so completely out of it that He doesn't have any freedom to move. And I think we have to find that balance between the two where...
Good point.
God for me to do. I mean, I got to do something here, but I also got to believe something, you know?
Mm. Right.
And it's, think about it like a train track. I mean, we've got it's a partnership in the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, and this is, you know, for me, part of my daily prayer, Phil, is to be in alignment. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are united and in alignment. Jesus spoke of this many times in his ministry, right? Well, what Jesus showed us is that we can enter into alignment with the Holy Trinity, our mind, body, spirit, in alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You imagine the power of that on earth?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, and that was the intent. You know, greater works than these shall you do, that I go, because I go to be with the Father. Well, how did he mean that? He meant that collectively, look what we can do. Look what,
exactly.
You know, his power is multiplied over every believer who accesses the power and pushes forward in the kingdom.
And even if our armies have to be reduced to 300 like Gideon, Phil, the power of God behind the army that remains is insurmountable. This has happened time and time again. Check the historical record. I mean, even in the recent time, the Six-Day War, all odds were against Israel, right? And look what happened. I mean, and it's amazing to me that you cannot come away with that and not understand the mighty hand of God Almighty. And now you've got Iran saying, we're going nuclear. Well, guess what? Guess what's going to happen? Is that Israel will not stand for it. They've been prepared. And get ready for a unilateral attack, regardless of the United States, regardless of what Joe Biden says or Blinken or anything else, is Israel, this is their national security, and they're going to protect that. You know, the United States may have said, okay, it's okay, we don't care if Iran goes nuclear. Well, guess what? Israel does.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, all those other countries around those Middle Eastern countries, they don't want Iran to go nuclear either, because they see the threat to them, because they're not really sure what Iran's ultimate plans are. Maybe it is the entire Middle East, not just Israel.
Right. Exactly. Well, of course. I mean, what's happened historically, you know, and especially, you know, when you look at the personality of Iran, it doesn't make you warm and fuzzy to think that these guys are, you know, benign dictators.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, they listen, their history goes back at least, you know, to World War One, probably World War Two, really culminates with, you know, the ambassador of Germany encouraging them to change the name from Persia to Iran. And we know Iran means Aryan. And so the idea was, you're not an Arab, you're not a Jew, you're an Aryan race, and you have superiority over. And this is kind of what this is the world we're dealing in. This is the hand we're being dealt.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left. And, you know, as you've studied and you've taught about this, is now we get into the realm of the prophetic. You know, God warned us and said, this is coming. And it seems with every pronouncement, Phil, we get closer and closer to that final chapter of Revelations, don't we?
Oh, exactly. And that's kind of where we are. I mean, you know, it's almost like you could monitor this thing with your media feeds and say, what, you know, where are we at in the biblical timeline? And you can find it in the Bible. I mean, because we are living in those kind of last days.
And again, God gave us prophecy for why?
Well, he gave it for our instruction, for our comfort, and for our direction, really.
Mm-hmm. And we got to be prepared and show that that we are on the side of God, of the God of Heaven's armies, right? Because he's coming. He is coming. And we need to be prepared for that, no doubt. Phil Hotzenpiller, he is the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, how can people be in touch and subscribe to American Faith?
Hey, best thing to do is just go to AmericanFaith.com. That's AmericanFaith.com. A pop-up will come. You'll get our top three news stories of the day in your mailbox absolutely free.
You got it. Phil Hotzenpiller, God bless. Thank you. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
Heat and startup.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Making a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half the Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
USA News Update. President Biden has spoken with Ukraine President Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the weekend's events in Russia. The White House said the leaders affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This comes after a short-lived rebellion by the Wagner Group, a private Russian military organization led by Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with Wagner to drop the charges against Prigozhin in exchange for the group ending its insurrection. The penalty phase in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter trial is set to begin today. Earlier this month, a jury found Robert Bowers guilty on all counts in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue that killed 11 people. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Legal experts say it's a near certainty the jury will find the defendant to be eligible. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride, and hope you're enjoying yourself. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, the sudden cardiac arrest of Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin on Monday Night Football back in January. Remember that? Boy, it called national attention to the importance of timely CPR and access to an AED. That's an automated external defibrillator, right? Now, as schools around the country break for the summer, a new bill in Congress could make it safer for students when they return. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, can strike at any time. And listen to this number. 7,000 to 23,000 youths under the age of 18 each year, with student athletes being more than 3.5 times more likely to experience a sudden cardiac arrest than non-athletes. This is the kind of numbers we're looking at, all right? The Access to AEDs Act would help ensure all schools are prepared and trained to respond in an emergency. It would create a grant program to help K-12 schools provide CPR training, purchase automated external defibrillators, and establish detailed plans to respond to cardiac arrests in school settings. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. Anezi Uzundo, and he's got a story himself to tell, and probably is the reason why, as a cardiologist who suffered a sudden cardiac arrest himself, why this is, so motivating and such a passion for himself. Dr. Uzundo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us your story. You, after graduating from medical school, you have a heart attack, right?
Yeah. So I had a cardiac arrest at the age of 25. I was an internal medicine resident at the time in Birmingham, Alabama. And what a cardiac arrest is really the heart stops pumping all of a sudden. And so obviously you need your heart to pump and circulate oxygenated blood to your brain and all the vital organs. And so when that happens, a person's essentially dying. But I received CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, which means people came and actually pressed on my chest and acted as my heart to allow blood to start circulating again. And then got a defibrillator, AED, automated external defibrillator, to help shock my heart back into rhythm. You kind of think of it as like jump-starting the heart, to, again, increase the chance that I survive. Because without those things, survival from a cardiac arrest is very, very low.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's shocking and disturbing when people realize that this is happening to young people. I mean, you're in your 20s, your early 20s, this happens to you. And, of course, we're seeing the numbers of what's happening in schools around as well. So this is not as rare as we think it is it?
No, not at all. So, you know, 1,000 cardiac arrests happen every single day in the United States. So about 350 to 400,000 happen every year. And then when we talk about kids under the age of 18, you know, anywhere between like 10 to 20,000 cardiac arrests happen each year. And so it's very, you know, it happens quite commonly. And, you know, in particular, it seems like it happens more often in people that are kind of competitive athletes or, you know, participate in sports. And it may be that just kind of that increased demand on the heart during those sporting activities, you know, kind of uncovers different heart diseases that they may have that may have gone undetected if they weren't as active. Obviously, we want people to be active and be out there playing sports, having fun, having a good time. But we want to make sure that our students and our kids are safe while we're doing so. And that's the point of the Access to AEDs Act and the reason why I'm here today.
Well, and this really points to why it's so important for us to know CPR, right? Because we can be part of that, you know, the community that you're building, this community that has an increased capacity to apply what you call timely bystander interventions, right?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we're really trying to create a community of, like, national community of lifesavers. And so we know that every minute, every second that someone suffers a cardiac arrest and they're not receiving CPR, the chance of survival is decreasing. The same thing with, you know, getting an AED and kind of defibrillating the heart really quickly. And so we're trying to make sure that everyone knows CPR. And then, you know, if you go to the heart.org website, they can go there and follow links. That's the American Heart Association website. They can follow links there to learn a little bit more about how to actually perform CPR. And then really kind of supporting this Access to AEDs bill, which will also, we can talk about, but provides a lot of support to keep our kids safe in schools.
Well, I want you to, you know, tell us more about the AEDs Act, the Access to AEDs Act. But again, you know, the importance, the immediacy of knowing CPR. I mean, in your case, had there not been people there to that were aware and knew how to use CPR, we wouldn't be talking to you today, Dr. Izindo.
Exactly. So, you know, nationally, less than 10% of people that suffer cardiac arrest survive. You think about it, again, like I was an athlete, you know, we're talking about kids, we're talking about people that are like in pristine, you know, physical condition, and then all of a sudden an event happens and less than 10% of people that suffer that event survive. It's, you know, crazy numbers and very, very disheartening. But we do know that CPR can actually double or potentially triple the chances of survival, and the same thing with timely defibrillation.
Exactly.
But all those things need to happen pretty quickly as well. So all that time that someone's heart isn't beating, like that's time, you know, time is life at that point. So you want to make sure that people know and feel comfortable and confident performing CPR, they can jump in and do that right away. And then if there's an AED that's available, retrieving that right away and shocking the heart back into rhythm. I had those things happen and I get to be here today.
Here we are. Well, and this is the thing that we need to appreciate, that the Access to AEDs Act is going to up the survival rate, right?
Oh, yes, of course. So what it's going to do is going to, it's a bill that's going through Congress right now, but it'll ensure that our kids are safe and our schools are safe. And what it'll do is it'll provide grant funding so that schools can purchase AEDs and maintain AEDs on site at the schools, train students in CPR and how to use a defibrillator or an AED. And then finally, it'll actually allow or provide funding for schools to create cardiac arrest emergency response plans. So if someone suffers a cardiac arrest, whether it's student or staff, there's a plan in place to intervene, use the AED, start CPR, and help save a life.
Seems like common sense to me, doctor.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we have a lot of support. Just again, like you said, because it is common sense and we really want to keep our kids safe. So, you know, leading health organizations like the American Heart Association, leading sports organizations like the NBA, NFL with DeMar Hamlin, you know, our Congress, it has a lot of support now, it has bipartisan support. So everyone really recognizes the need for this bill to pass, and us having our schools having the ability to help stabilize if someone suffers a cardiac arrest.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Inezi Uzendu. He's an interventional cardiologist driven to improve out-of-hospital cardiac arrest survival. Doctor, what can we do, you know, to help the cause here? What's our role in this?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So what we're asking everyone to do is to text AED to the number 46839. Again, the number, text AED to the number 46839. And what they'll be doing is they'll be partnering with the AHA to support this legislation, the Access to AEDs Act, which we know is going to save lives. And you can do it right now. I actually did it a little earlier today. Less than a minute. You just text AED to that number, and then it'll help kind of get you to a link that will send a letter to your local representative supporting this bill and allowing us to save our children and keep our kids safe.
We've got about a minute and a half left. How can families prepare for cardiac arrest emergencies this summer, doctor?
Yeah, so a very important question as well. So obviously start with the texting AED to that phone number 46839 to make sure that long-term we have support at our schools. But then locally at home, you know, we know that two-thirds of cardiac arrests actually occur at home. And so if you learn CPR, the person that you're most likely to use it on is someone that's in the household, someone that you love, someone that you care about. And again, we don't want these things to happen, but we want to be sure that we're ready in case something like that were to occur. And so if you go to the heart.org website, there are links to learn hands-only CPR. If I quickly run through it, hands-only CPR has only two steps. One, calling 911, and then two, pushing hard and fast on the chest if someone has a cardiac arrest. But if you go to the website, you'll learn a lot more, learn how to recognize a cardiac arrest, the steps, see some videos, and really equip yourself to be able to use this life-saving skill.
Well, as we wrap things up real quick, where can they go for more information?
Go to heart.org and then text AED to the number 46839 to support the Access to AEDs Act.
Dr. Inezi Uzendu, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time to bring back my good friend Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm all right, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to talking to you about Jim Caviezel's new movie coming out. I'm going to have a chance to go one-on-one with him tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Have you ever talked to him before?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I interviewed him after Passion. And some great stories. I mean, he is such a humble man, such a great guy. And, you know, so he was, at that time, was very open. Since then, of course, he has shared the story many times about his experience in the filming of Passion, you know, getting hit by lightning, struck by one of the scourges, and, you know, what that did to him. The funniest story he told me, I still laugh every time I think about it, was after they finished the scene, you know, Mel said, okay, time for a lunch break, and everybody took off, and they left him hanging on the cross, and he's up there hanging by himself, and, hello, Jesus on the cross. They left Jesus on the cross, forgot that he needed a lunch break, too, you know. So
that's crazy. Well, I interviewed him as well for this movie, Sound of Freedom. It was an incredible interview. I don't do it a lot, but I have talked to, you know, a fair number of people in the business in my 20 years at Plugged In, and you never know what to expect, though. And the majority of them actually, you know, they're generally promoting something. They want you to think well of, you know, whatever it is they're doing. So they're rarely just straight up obnoxious, but even so, there's some very
it can be intimidating. I mean, here you are, right? And you go, man, I better have my A game here. I better know what I'm talking about, right? Exactly.
No, that's exactly right. But what I wanted to say was that he was incredible, and he was incredible in how much he talked about God. He talked about his passion for this movie. In Sound of Freedom, he plays Tim Ballard, who is a Department of Homeland Security agent who kind of grows weary of just busting pedophiles who are involved in sex trafficking on this side of the pond, if you will, in the United States.
Right.
And he learns about a little girl named Rocio who was trafficked from her home in Honduras, and then she ends up in the jungles of Colombia. And this is the true story of this guy going to get her. And it's kind of an incredible movie. The story is incredible. It's a hard story. And I think it really shines a light on the reality and the horror of children being literally kidnapped and sold into sexual slavery. And the movie tells us there are more people in slavery now than at any point in history. So lest we think slavery is a thing of the past. This is a real thing. And Jim
Caviezel, without a doubt. Yeah, it's increasing.
Staggeringly passionate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and that's the deal that, you know, people may think, well, that's happening in Honduras. There's no way that's going to happen in the United States. Hello. Let me tell you, this is happening in your zip code, and you don't even realize it. Remember that story about that, what was it, the two young girls? I can't remember the city that they were in.
Yep.
And right there in everyday America. And this was happening for years. What was it, 10, 12 years or something like that? I think that they were being, you know, held up and were sex slaves here in America. Unbelievable.
Yep. Well, in the dots that I want to connect, Tim Ballard is a Mormon, and he quotes some scripture during the movie. They never actually identify him as being in the LDS church in the film.
Right.
And Angel Studios, of course, is an LDS-owned studio house.
Right.
But we certainly see how it's his faith that motivates him. And I think about the lengths to which one man goes to save one little girl. And there's a little boy who gets rescued, too. But it's a little bit of a subsidiary part of the story.
I like the scene.
Right?
Yeah. And yeah, you forsake the 99 for the one.
Exactly.
And that's exactly, funny you should bring that up, because that's exactly what I thought, because there was that moment in time when, you know, Tim Ballard is meeting with the father, you know, Ballard rescues the son, and the
right.
father looks on his desk and sees a family portrait, and yep. the father says, well, imagine if one of the children in that picture was missing, what would you do?
Yeah.
And that was a moment of truth and impact that Tim Ballard had to decide on. And that the answer to that question drove him to walk away, you know, from his paid position, essentially,
yep.
in order to
yep.
take on this this righteous ministry of saving, you know,
yep.
children who have been sex trafficked.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think that they do a good job of, they hint at the horror of sexual trafficking. There's nothing sexually explicit, but it's kind of like, you know, the old horror movie trope, what you don't see is worse than what you see.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
That was
well, you
the,
capture
that was
you the capture the imagination. Exactly.
And and there is a scene, you know, with a man and a little boy in a hotel room, and we see him pull the curtains, and oh, it's just, this is an emotionally devastating film, but it devastates for a redemptive purpose.
Exactly.
And it feels like it's in that short list of movies that, you know, I would put Unplanned in that category. I would put Schindler's List in that category, where we're being asked to glimpse something horrific so that we understand how important it is and what the stakes are.
We've got to re-embrace the truth, Adam. See?
Yeah.
We've been avoiding the truth, and we just get bombarded with this, and we've just become consumers of stuff and not realizing, wait a minute, you've got real-life consequences here. You've got people that Jesus went to the cross for, okay? So we've got to really reorient ourselves instead of just being bombarded with all this stuff. It's got to come through that filter. I was talking with Dr. George Barna here recently again about the critical nature, you know, of a worldview, you know, and that everybody has one. Okay?
Yep.
Everybody has one because that's what dictates their behavior and their perception of life. It is that worldview right now that's dictating our perception and understanding of our government today and the church today. All right? But the next step is that you have to decide, okay, do I have a worldview that is more compatible with the culture of today, or am I holding to a biblical worldview that is compatible with the truth of God? And that's the rub, and that is the challenge that lies before us. And too many people within the church, sadly, have embraced a worldview that is more compatible with the culture than being that transformative change agent that God has called us to be in holding to a biblical worldview so that we could do more good than damage.
Right. Right. No, that's exactly right. And I think the power of a movie like this is twofold. It reminds us of the sanctity and the preciousness of a single life, and it inspires us. And, you know, I'm sure that the vast, vast majority of us are not going to quit our jobs and go to Colombia to rescue, a little girl who is been enslaved there. But a movie like this, I think the power of it is, maybe it inspires us to get involved in redemptive efforts on behalf of the vulnerable.
Exactly.
In our own community. Maybe that's a crisis pregnancy center. Maybe that's a homeless shelter. Maybe that is a ministry to, you know, those who are impoverished or less fortunate in some ways. And so what I think this movie does is it reminds us that every single life, as you said, has value. And there are opportunities for all of us, wherever we are at, to make a contribution that recognizes the value and the dignity and the goodness inherent in every single person.
You know, well said, Adam. And the thing is that you hear this story, and it's a true story, and again, you think, okay, well, that's Honduras. It's not here. Well, here in America right now, we have the seeds of sex trafficking taking place with our open border. And we know this. And part of the problem is that, you know, and I've challenged the eyes and look at, we have become consumers of sex to where, you know, here we are. It's getting so perverted that we're grooming our kids. We're allowing our kids to be groomed. You know, and people might say, well, Bill, what do you mean we're grooming our... We're participating in it. Because either you're taking a stand against it or you're for it by allowing the grooming of our children to take place, which leads to nothing positive and redemptive that I can think of. History has taught us time and again that it takes us down those dark alleys and those closed doors and those shut drapes.
Yep. And, you know, I just... This is a little bit of a turn, but I saw the coverage of the drag parade in New York City where they had chanted, "We're coming for your children."
Wow.
And I thought, wow, well, this is where we're at as a culture.
Yes.
So, yeah, we've got to be alert. We've got to be engaged. And we want to be agents of redemption, though.
And it's Jesus' church. He established it to lead the way. And this is my call to the churches today. The ones that are connected to Jesus Christ, not the ones that are connected to the culture, okay? You have to still operate as you're connected to the vine, Jesus said, right? Because that's where the life is. That's where the courage is. That is what's needed for a time such as this, the book of Ecclesiastes would say, that we need to understand the times, and the times are dire. Let me say that, Adam Holtz. And this movie points that out. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend.